We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul and Jordana and DJ, hope your Friday is going well. We appreciate you sharing some of it with us this afternoon. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, thank you for coming along for the ride. It's been a crazy, 20 months? Yeah. Just ask Reese Williams. He is the executive director at Goodacre. During the pandemic, he's been networking. His team has been networking with local farmers, connecting them to local markets, providing safe storage for products, doing culinary training for cooks and food handlers, working with school cafeterias, and partnering to provide healthy meals for the hungry with Minnesota Kitchen and Second Harvest Heartland. And we are so happy to have him on CCO with us right now. Reese, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Can you and Mark Seely, who we have on frequently talking about weather and climate, a dear friend of mine, a mentor of mine, he said, you know, Reese is a force of nature, and he's been connecting the dots and making sure that as few people as possible go to bed hungry every night. What has the last 20 months been like for you and for Goodacre?
It's been fairly chaotic. But we've been able to make some progress. When the pandemic hit and all the racial unrest hit, we knew that our farmers, and we work primarily with BIPOC farmers on about 5 acres or less of land, that they would be struggling. They'd already committed. They had already planted plants and had, you know, crops in the field. So we decided is we're going to have to find a way to purchase those crops. The farmers markets were closed. Mm-hmm. We worked a lot in farm to school. Schools were closed, and these poor people just had tons of stuff with nowhere to go. So we started a program called LEAF and got together with partners. We worked with Lakewinds and Hmong American Partnership and the Food Group, Mill City Market, and raised a bunch of money and purchased food and then donated it back to the community, dropping at food shelves all over the Twin Cities. We had about, 40 drops that we went to, trying to help the Second Harvest and the Food Group that have an extensive network, trying to hit on some of the smaller ones with our fresh produce. And then we actually realized that some of our farmers grow culturally appropriate crops that some of the populations that don't necessarily find that in the food shelves, like sweet potato leaves, bitterball, really popular with Liberians and different West Africans. Mm-hmm. So we were already growing it. So then when we started delivering it to places, we realized that there was lines waiting to get it. So it helped us sort of plan for the future unexpectedly. But yeah, we just try to fill. I mean, the Goodacre just tries to fill in gaps, you know, and help people who don't necessarily have access to fresh, locally grown food to have access to it. So
you also and Reese, this is Jordana. Thank you for joining us today. Sure. You also, not only for families, but you do a farm to school, right? Can you tell us about your farm to school program?
Well, you know, we started that when we first opened. We were looking, basically what we wanted to do is I had farmed for quite a while and I had worked in the industry, and I knew that many of the markets that were the most, that were the easiest in the Twin Cities were already taken. There was already farmers in there. Farm to school was something relatively new. We have a national leader with the Minneapolis Public Schools. Those guys are way ahead of the curve. So we just kind of played off that. But what we also did is we made recipes and we hired two chefs and they helped nutritional staff prepare fresh produce because they'd been using frozen vegetables for quite a while. Well, we wanted to get turnips on the and rutabagas and stuff that Minnesotans like, get that on the menu for the kids. And so that helped us support the nutritional staff. We were working before the pandemic, we were working with about 36 school districts all through, you know, the area. And we're just slowly getting back into that. We're focusing on hunger relief right now, but we're also working as many schools as we can because it's a great way to feed kids. You know, it's they get a free lunch. Well, mm-hmm. let's make it a good food. You know, nutritious right. lunch
yeah.
that supports our farmers. So,
hey, Reese, I know you've been instrumental with LEAF. You've been administering the Local Emergency Assistance for Farmers program. In fact, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack recognized you and recognized the Good Acre when he visited Minnesota last month. Is the need still there?
Oh, it's strong. It's strong, yeah. I mean, the first year we did it, it was brand new to us. And you know, the farmers were they just had nowhere to go. We continued it this year, and it's been just as popular. We're raising money for it constantly. We've been able to find some really good partners, and they've helped us raise money. The Bush Foundation contributed. And so it's going to be part of our future. They don't have – small vegetable farmers don't have crop insurance like the big guys. And so this gives them at least some small level of crop insurance that we're going to buy it and we're going to donate it and they can count on that. And in their, you know, for them, if you make your living off a farmer's market, it's a hard way to go. If it rains on a Saturday, you're broke. So we wanted to establish something that could guarantee income for these farmers that need it. And that's what we did with LEAF.
And Mark, I mean, Dr. Seely mentioned that some of the farmers now are acknowledging the changes in the patterns. They may not want to call it climate change. They may call it something else. But is that something you're seeing more and more in terms of weather disruption with some of these local farmers that are part of your network?
Yeah, we certainly are. I mean, they're planting different crops. You know, they're staggering the times they put the crops in the ground. I mean, you have to. You know, we're having so many catastrophic weather events, and we, you know, and talking to them, they know it because they live it. They're outside in it, you know, so mm-hmm. they're having to adjust to try, you know, like there's certain crops that you won't find as much in the future because of it's been so wet, you know, like broccoli is really hard to grow when it's in wet soil and with humidity. And right now we get it all year. It used to be isolated. There was a gap in the humidity in the summer where you could actually put crops in. That's no longer exists. So farmers are having to adapt to just try to make a living off it. I mean, it's been really hard. It's been harder than normal because of these and the drought we just came out of. I mean, it was, you know, now we're looking at irrigation where, you know, that's an expense that many of these farmers hadn't expected.
Yeah.
Hey, Reese,
yeah.
We only have about a minute left, but how can the public okay. help? What do you need?
Yeah.
How can we help you?
Well, I mean, anybody can contribute to LEAF, and if you go to our webpage, there's ways to do that, or just contribute to the Good Acre at thegoodacre.org. We would appreciate anything we can get. The majority of the money we make goes right back to farmers, and the majority of the farmers are BIPOC, and they're the ones who aren't getting the breaks that many of the other farmers are. So. And then I'm retiring at the end of the year.
Yes.
So
congratulations.
If people, yeah. Well, so if people are interested in helping us, by, you know, becoming executive director, that's also an opportunity too.
Taking well, your job, yes.
Confirming my suspicion, there are a lot of good people out there doing amazing things, and you and your team are at the top of that list. Rhys Williams, thank you for what you're doing with the Good Acre, and we hope you can keep it going. We know you'll keep it going, and congratulations for your imminent retirement, and thanks for all the good work you've done over the years. We don't take it for granted.
I very much appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
you
Rhys.
Thank you, Rhys.
Okay. Right. They do great work.
Yeah.
They do. Supporting the farmers, bringing the food to inner cities or free school lunches. I mean, they do incredible
connecting
work.
The dots.
Mm-hmm. And filling the gaps. Like, imagine how nimble you have to be as an organization because, you know, the gaps are always changing. People in need are evolving and changing. You have to those are big shoes to fill.
Yep, absolutely.
That was really cool.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.